ultimate house by the eight lungs. Over the rounded side of the Rockies, the aspens of autumn, the aspens of autumn, like yellow hair of a tigress brindled with pines. Down on my heart like a desert, sage of the mesa, an ash-gray pelt of wolf all hairy and level, a wolf's wild pelt. Trot, trot to the mottled foothills, see the mottled and pinion. Did you ever see an otter? Silvery-sided, fish-fanged, fierce-faced, whiskered, mottled. When I trot my little pony through the aspen trees of the canyon, behold me trotting at ease betwixt the slopes of the golden, great, and glistening feathered legs of the hawks of Horus, the golden hawk of Horus astride above me. But under the pines I go slowly, as under the hairy belly of a great black bear, glad to emerge and look back on the yellow pointed aspen trees laid one on another like feathers, feather over feather, on the breast of the great and golden hawk, as I say, Horus. Pleased to be out in the sage and the pine fish-dotted foothills, past the otter's whiskers, onto the fur of the wolf pelt that strews the plain. And then to look back to the rounded sides of the squatting Rockies, tigress brindled with aspen, jaguar splashed, puma yellow, leopard livid slopes of America. Make big eyes, little pony, at all these skins of wild beasts. They won't hurt you. Fangs and claws and talons and beaks and hawk eyes are nerveless just now. So be easy. Invocation to the Moon. You beauty, oh you beauty, you glistening, garmentless beauty, great lady, great glorious lady, greatest of ladies, crownedest and jewelless and garmentless, because naked you are more wonderful than anything we can stroke. Be good to me, lady, great lady of the nearest heavenly mansion and last. Now I'm at your gate, you beauty, you lady of all nakedness. Now I must enter your mansion and beg you a gift, moon, O moon, great lady of the heavenly few. Far and forgotten is the villa of Venus the glowing, and behind me now in the gulfs of space lies the golden house of the sun. And six have given me gifts, and kissed me Godspeed, kisses of four great lords beautiful, as they held me to their bosom in farewell, and kiss of the far-off lingering lady who looks over the distant fence of the twilight, and one warm kiss of the lion with golden paws. Now, lady of the moon, now open the gate of your silvery house, and let me come past the silver bells of your flowers and the cockle shells into your house, garmentless lady of the last great gift, who will give me back my lost limbs and my lost white fearless breast, and set me again on moon remembering feet, a healed whole man, O moon. Lady, lady of the last house down the long, long street of the stars, be good to me now, as I beg you, as you've always been good to men who begged of you and gave you homage and watched for your glistening feet down the garden path.